You're listening to The Lead Now with Dr. Vic Podcast.
Greetings, 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 and welcome back to Lead Now with Dr. Vic. Today, we're diving into one of the most transformative qualities a leader can cultivate, compassion. This falls underneath the strategic leadership theme. Now, you may think of compassion as simply being kind or understanding, all those soft people stuff. While it's both of those, compassion and leadership goes beyond understanding. It's about taking action to help and empower those around us. So let's explore why compassion matters, how it impacts teams, how it impacts organizations, and most importantly, how you can lead with compassion every day. Let's level set, team. Let's define compassion and leadership. You have heard a lot of buzzwords in leadership, most notably since COVID. Again, many new words were introduced during that time. Emotional intelligence, empathy, compassion, and leadership. A lot of these buzzwords started generating a lot more momentum as we started learning how to be a lot more empathetic and display behaviors that we want our culture and our workplace to manifest and to demonstrate, particularly when it came down to the areas of some of those sensitive matters. I spoke about a few weeks ago. Once COVID-19 hit, the modern workplace had changed significantly. A time where the 8 hours we spent at our workforce, or our workday, was absent from what happened in our personal life. And what happened in our personal life very rarely impacted what was happening in our work life. But then when COVID-19 happened, again, we talked about virtual work environments where you could actually be in the middle of a Zoom or a WebEx and something in the background of your personal life pops up on the screen. It could be the kitty cat jumping on a lap of someone in the middle of a presentation. It could be someone's toddler. It could be someone's teen, someone's aging parent, someone getting DoorDash or what have you. Something of a personal nature where someone says, hold on, please, I need to address this matter. It became fused. And many other things during that time, we talked about the George Floyd murder and that the skill set of empathy and what was happening in some teammates' experiences of life that others may not understand. How about how COVID-19 may have affected certain populations? And now this new level of sensitivity, if you had an elderly parent or elderly members in your household, how that may impact how you came to work or your inability to come to work like everyone else because you did not want to put yourself at risk to bring home the infection. So many of these personal experiences impacted the professional work environment, and it made leaders, employees, coworkers, teammates, everyone within that work environment to display something new called compassion and empathy. And so, again, we talk about the buzzword. Empathy, kindness, vulnerability. That's when we start hearing that word compassion. But compassion stands out because of its active element. It's an action word, team. Compassion isn't just feeling what others feel. It's taking intentional steps to support them. In leadership, that means being present with your team, noticing when someone's struggling, and doing something to help. Again, with empathy, we can notice someone struggling and feel sad, or we can have a level of remorse or a connection. But that difference between empathy and compassion is doing something, the action word, the intentional steps to support. I want you to pause and reflect. Think about the leaders you admire. Chances are, they showed you compassion. Maybe they listened when you needed it most or took action to make your job easier. Compassionate leaders aren't just soft-hearted. Let's not get it twisted. It's not just having a soft heart. They're driven to uplift the people around them. And that's the key difference between compassion and other quote unquote soft skills. Compassion requires action. And we talk about the word soft skill. I really hate the word soft skill, especially when it talks about people, because leading people is not soft. That's some hard work. It is hard work dealing with human behavior, human personalities, human attitudes, human thoughts. There's nothing about leadership that is soft. But for the sense of conversation, we'll use the word soft skills. But understand, I am vehemently opposed to the word soft skill when it talks about leadership and all these inner workings of the psychological process and the neuroscience piece of dealing with individuals. But as we will use the word for this conversation, the soft skill, okay, that requires action. Compassion requires action. So ask yourself, why does compassion and compassionate leadership matter? Why? Why is compassion essential for leaders? Well, studies have shown that leaders who display compassion see higher engagement. And that's what we're after. That's what we're after, right, team? Higher engagement, looking at organizational productivity, looking at team cohesion, higher engagement, stronger team loyalty, greater productivity. When people feel seen and supported, they're more likely to bring their full selves to work. I said it before, bring your A game. Bring your A game. Let's take away all excuses why you cannot succeed today. So when we're able to display that level of compassion where people feel seen, they feel supported, they feel heard, they're more likely to bring their full selves to work. I want to win every day. Just like my Baltimore Ravens, I want them to suit up and play hard every day. Well, when you have your teammates showing up to your work at 0800, 0900, 0600, whatever time their shift starts, I want them to bring their full selves to work. How do you make sure that happens? They feel seen, heard, supported, recognized, validated. Quick story for you. Imagine a high-stress office environment. Deadlines are looming. Tensions are high. And mistakes are being made. One leader decides to push harder, adding pressure to get the team over the finish line. But another leader notices a team member struggling and pulls them aside, asking four words: how are you doing? Another few words they can ask: is there anything I can help with? The moment of compassion changes the team member's experience entirely. Instead of feeling drained and stressed, they feel supported. And because of this, they're more motivated, they work better, and they stay engaged. Compassion can be that difference. A small moment, but with a lasting impact. We want to make an unlimited impact. When we're leading now and we display compassion, it is the difference. It's a game changer, team. It's a game changer. Just as simple. A couple weeks ago, we talked about the task-oriented versus the relations-oriented leader. Regardless of which style that is, but asking the question. Again, high deadlines, short suspenses, got it. But when you're watching your teammates labor on behalf of that organization, labor on behalf of you, and you ask the question, how are you doing? Is there anything I can help with? Game changer, because you displayed compassion and you're genuine. Let's look at the science behind compassion. This is where I'll nerd out, team. There's some fascinating science behind compassion. Studies in neuroscience. Neuroscience has become one of my favorite things to study. That's what I learned about the amygdala, the premortal cortex, all this great nerdy stuff that I had no idea. But when it relates to leadership, understanding the neuroscience piece has been game-changing, revelatory. But studies in neuroscience show that when we show or receive compassion, our brain releases oxytocin. That's the hormone that promotes trust and bonding. In other words, team, compassionate leaders can foster deeper connections with their teams on a neurological level. There's also evidence that compassion activates parts of the brain responsible for decision making, which in turn influences how leaders respond in high pressure situations. Dial it back to the first episode, team. Emotional intelligence. This is all about emotional intelligence. That's why I set every stage up with emotional intelligence. That self-awareness and understanding all the inner workings of you. But look at that, team. Understanding compassion helps significantly in decision making, as well as how to respond in high pressure situations. Leaders who practice compassion often find they can think more clearly and make better choices because they're connected to the needs of their team. A real life example. One well-known example of compassionate leadership really is the former CEO of Southwest Airlines by the name of Herb Kelleher. Now, Herb was famous for knowing his employees by name, caring about their lives, and stepping in to help whenever he could. And he didn't just play lip service. He actively worked to create a culture where employees felt valued. This, in turn, led to customer satisfaction and long-term success for the company. I, too, subscribe to that level of leadership. Every morning, I would walk by and shake every member of my team's hands or stop by their cubicle and say, "How are you doing? Tell me something new." Take the time to be interested versus interesting. Have that dialogue. I share about wisdom in the room. Teach me something new. You have teammates in your organization that are responsible for white papers, responsible for getting things done at the lowest level. Taking that time to have them show you what they do so you can say, "Wow, I had no idea." But taking the time just to get to know the people on your team. What's their motivations? What do they do when they're not in the office? What do they do for fun? What are those hobbies? What drives them? That type of compassion, that type of interest, so people understand you're more than just a human resource. This is more than just personnel business. This is personal. And in turn, I guarantee you, I reap great benefits and rewards, watch my team succeed, watch organizations flourish just by displaying that level of compassion. Okay, so let's talk about some of those practical steps. So this first 13 minutes, I sold you on what it is to be a compassionate leader, what compassion means. But so what? How can I bring more compassion into my own leadership? Got it, Dr. Vic. What can I do? All right, step one. How about this? Practice active listening. Some will say we got two ears, one mouth for a reason. We should be doing twice the amount of listening than speaking. Active listening isn't just about hearing words. It's about paying attention to body language, tone, and emotion. There's a study that says 93% of all communication is nonverbal. We're talking about body language and tone of voice. Those two components right there can share a whole lot and say a whole lot before you even say the word. So as a leader, try to be fully present with your team during those conversations. When they feel heard, they feel valued. If someone comes to your office, turn away from the laptop or the computer, look at them in the eye and really pay attention. Put the phone down, put the cell down, really be in tune. Look at them in the eye. Study them. Are they fidgety? Are the eyes dancing? Are the eyes dull? Are they engaged? Be in tune. Number two, show understanding and take action. When someone on your team faces a challenge, ask yourself, "What can I do to help?" Sometimes the solution might be as simple as offering flexibility with deadline or redistributing tasks. maybe they just need to pick me up. Hey, you know what? Let me take a couple of these taskers off. Because one, let's reward at least the courage to display the vulnerability to say, I need some help. And then as the leader to say, how can I help? Opens you up in your level of vulnerability, your courage to say, I don't know what they may ask of me, but I'm putting myself in position to deliver. Even those small actions show you care. Another step, practice gratitude and humility. Compassion leaders are also humble leaders, team. They acknowledge others' efforts and give credit where it's due. Regularly expressing gratitude helps create a positive atmosphere and strengthens teams' bonds. Number four, encourage a culture of compassion. A culture, team. It's the way of life. It's how we operate, our norms, our mores. Compassionate leadership isn't a one-time act. You just don't do it. It's not a click the box. Encourage your team to support each other and model that compassionate behavior. Over time, this will foster a resilient and connected team. Next, we'll look at understanding there are challenges to compassionate leadership. Of course there's challenges. So, you know, leaders might worry that being compassionate will make them appear weak or too lenient. I'm not telling you to be a sucker. I'm not telling you to be a pushover. Compassion doesn't mean you're lowering standards. It's about balancing care with accountability. Well, I can still hold you accountable. Oh, let's not get it twisted. The standards are not going to be compromised. But when we set a clear expectation while showing compassion, we demonstrate respect for both the individual and the team. Then you have the ripple effect of compassionate leadership. When you lead with compassion, you're not just impacting the people you lead directly. You're influencing everyone they interact with. Compassionate leadership creates the ripple effect, fostering a culture where people feel safe, they feel valued and empowered. And in today's world, where workplace stress is high, burnout is common, compassionate leadership can be transformative. Asking the question, how are you doing? How can I help? All right, team. That is compassionate leadership. Now I have a couple questions for you. As customary, thought-provoking, team. One, when was the last time you truly listened to someone without planning your response? How did that make you feel, and what did you learn? Second question for you to reflect on. Can you recall a recent situation where someone was struggling? And what might you have done to offer support or understanding? Question number three. How do you typically respond to your own mistakes or challenges? Do you treat yourself with the same kindness you would show a team member? Question number four. Who on your team right now could benefit from a small act of kindness today? And what could you do to help? And your final question, team. How does practicing compassion align with your values and goals as a leader? I challenge you to reflect on those questions. Helps you become more aware of your capacity for compassion and now set intentions for improvement. Again, copies of this will be on the website. Again, team, compassion is an action. And as we close, I invite you to take one step toward compassion this week. Maybe it's listening more intently, offering a helping hand, or simply being mindful of what others may be going through. Compassion isn't just a leadership skill. It's a human one. And the more we practice it, the better we become at uplifting those around us. Thank you for tuning in to Lead Now with Dr. Vic. I am your host, Dr. Vic. I hope this episode encourages you to bring more compassion to your leadership journey. Until next time, lead with a purpose, lead with empathy, and always lead now. Check us out on www.ltyconsulting.com. find a host of resources. Had a great time, team. Until next time, Dr. Vic is out.
You've just listened to the Lead Now with Dr. Vic podcast. Please tune in next week for another impactful episode.